White House dodges question on Tim Walz's stolen valor accusations. By Christina Wong on August 7, 2024. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre dodged a question during a White House press briefing on Wednesday regarding accusations of stolen valor against Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, Democrat presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate. "Any specific attacks or comments, I would have to refer you to the campaign," she said before moving on to other parts of Walz's bio. She said, "I laid out, and you all have seen, his bio, right? This is someone who enlisted at 17 years old to serve his country. He was part of the Army National Guard for 24 years. This is someone who was a high school teacher, a high school coach, as well, who grew up in a small town in the Midwest. And, so, I think his bio speaks for itself, who he is speaks for itself. His record speaks for itself, and I'm just not going to say anything beyond that." Jean-Pierre did not address any specific accusations against Walz, who falsely claimed he carried weapons in war. In a video clip that the Harris campaign first posted, Walz is heard claiming he carried weapons of war in war. However, Walz never deployed to war or a combat zone throughout his 24-plus years in the Army National Guard. "Governor Tim underscore Walz, I spent 25 years in the Army and I hunt. I've been voting for common sense legislation that protects the Second Amendment, but we can do background checks. We can research the impacts of gun violence. We can make sure those weapons of war, that I carried in war." pic.twitter.com/3iva_zy2rp2. Kamala HQ, at Kamala HQ, August 6, 2024. "Furthermore, he has claimed that he is a retired command sergeant major. But his rank was reduced to master sergeant since he did not finish the requirements to retire as a command sergeant major. Despite this, he has boasted about retiring as a command sergeant major on multiple occasions. Lastly, he is facing accusations that he abandoned his unit before it was deployed to Iraq. Veterans who served with him say after his unit was given orders to deploy to Iraq, he abruptly retired from the military before serving out his contract." Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.